Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 20th of February and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. But before we start, we'd just like to say our condolences to all the people in Sweden after the tragedy over the weekend. Well, that's according to Donald Trump anyway. Let's move on and, well, some bad news. More than a quarter of consumers choose to spend less with a company or took their business elsewhere thanks to poor customer service in 2016, and it's cost businesses over £37 billion. Yes, that's some new research from the Ombudsman Services says that 28% of people report losing loyalty for a brand after receiving bad service. The research actually said that the number of complaints to UK businesses actually increased by 3 million last year, reaching a total of 55 million. That's compared to 52 million reported in 2015. And obviously that doesn't suggest that that's the only number of complaints, because lots of people just don't bother and maybe don't even report these things. And what we're sort of saying here is that 79% of people, that's nearly 4 in 5, said they would be unlikely to return to a shop again with a brand if they felt a complaint they'd submitted was handled badly. And the problem is that 63% of consumers feel disillusioned and feel resigned to poor customer service and no longer trust businesses to do the right thing. These could become depressing numbers. I'd argue they're actually opportunities. Most people are getting this badly wrong. Expectations aren't high. Get it sorted and you can actually get ahead of your competition. Idea two is to develop this. How do you recognise those people that actually perform well in your business? Here's a great example from What Marketing in Manchester. Every Friday afternoon, they actually gather the team together for a group sort of session, and actually everybody catches up on what's been happening during the week. But what they also do is read comments from their box of love. What's the box of love? Well, throughout the week, the team put in little notes of praise, thanks, and just positive comments to other colleagues on their achievements and what they've been doing during the week. It's a very simple way of keeping morale up, spotting people who are doing things well, keeps communication going, and I think reinforces the culture. You don't have to call it a box of love. You can do whatever, but what have you got that recognises those people in your team that actually are doing great things? More importantly, what have you got that actually allows other members of the team to actually spot it and promote it? And idea three is to develop this. Have you ever been ambushed by a chocolate pusher? You know, you're in the newsagents, you've bought your sweets, you're just walking through the shop, you actually get to the counter, and the member of staff says there with a grin on their face, would you like to buy a bar of hot chocolate for a pound? You say no thanks, and you hand over your money and move on. And their next victim is accosted in exactly the same way. And I'm not having a go at them, but, and maybe it works, but this whole idea of chocolate pushing, where people are told to upsell, my gut feel says it doesn't really work very well. Here's a great example from Virgin Trains East Coast, who I think did it quite well and not in a particularly pushy way. I was traveling down to London last week, booked with them, and an email came through and said, Andrew, we've specially selected you for a first-class upgrade. Just say thanks for being such a lovely customer. All you have to do is show this email along with your original tickets to the guard on your train, give him a cheeky wink, optional, then pay them £20 a person, then sit back and lap up the first-class luxury. Complimentary food, bevvies and Wi-Fi just to start. I think this is a very simple, nice, personalised approach to spotting opportunities and building on them with a bit of cheekiness thrown in there. So, some questions for you. What's your approach to creating opportunities with your customers? Are your people encouraged to spot and create new opportunities? Are they empowered and able to do it? And do your systems actually help you do this? And, you know, one of the things you might want to consider, and I hope you don't think I'm being too cheeky here, but by actually listening to this, you've specially selected yourself for a first-class upgrade. All you have to do is click on the link on the website to visit the lovely people at Amazon to actually decide whether you want the paperback or Kindle version of our book, Thinking 3D. You get it for £11.99 or £4.90 for the Kindle, and we can assure you of a first-class read. The ideas on maximising customer relationships are just the start. Have a great week now. Bye.